Professor, good morning. This is a time when we're looking for the Republican control of the Congress to potentially change things greatly in Washington, or will it? What do you think?
I think there will be some changes, but I don't think that either in the rhetoric or actual policies it will be perhaps as dramatic and extreme as some people may have expected on the morning after the November elections, where the Republicans made a net gain of 61. Seats or so in the House. And John Boehner, the incoming Speaker of the House, has even said so. I mean, they haven't come right out and said, Newt Gingrich and the Republican Revolution of 1994 kind of, botched things to some extent. They haven't gone that far. But, that has been sort of a suggestion that they're not going to be that extreme. And I think one of the indications of this is that two of the proposals that the Republicans plan to advance in the House right away is going to be two things, which I think are sort of more symbolic than substantive. One is to reduce the cost of operating the House of Representatives. The other is to, pass a motion to repeal Obama's health care law. I say it's more symbolic because if you look at the trillions of dollars in total government spending annual budget deficits that are projected for a while, it's really sort of peanuts in terms of the amount of money that it costs to run the House. And then secondly, I don't think the Republicans seriously believe that they could get a bill passed by both houses of Congress and then ultimately override the president's veto to repeal the entire health care law.
There are still some Republicans who are saying that perhaps if they don't get this big repeal, as many of them literally campaigned on that they would try to repeal health care reform either in part or in whole, that they might try to do death by a thousand cuts, knowing they couldn't get a big sweeping deal past the Democrats in the Senate, that they'll try perhaps to do this one piece at a time. Is this going to be something that you think is going to have some perhaps early attention and then slowly fade away, or do you think it will be truly a two-year venture?
I think it will be a two-year venture because, the polls among people who voted Republican in the congressional elections and certainly among the people active in the Tea Party movement is that the one thing they object to the most about what Obama and the Democratic-controlled Congress have done so far have been several provisions of the health care law. One thing, which is something that Republican attorneys general from various states have been pursuing in the federal courts, is the argument that the requirement that all Americans buy health insurance coverage from private insurance companies, if they don't have government health coverage, let's say through Medicare or Medicaid, that is an unconstitutional use of the Commerce Clause. I think that is something that the Republicans in Congress want to be in sync with to try to get that repealed. But there are other things in the health care law which are actually popular with most Americans, including Americans who oppose the law in general. For example, the whole requirement that people who do have pre-existing conditions be allowed and not to be denied coverage by health insurance companies. The stipulation that people who have employer-based health insurance plans be able to continue to have health insurance coverage for their children up to the age of 26. That's popular. So obviously I think the Republicans are going to try, for the sake of political pragmatism, to just try to get rid of the most objectionable, unpopular provisions in the health care law.
At the end of the day, there's a lot of talk about gridlock and whether the next 2 years will get anything done or whether it will be just a whole lot of blocking maneuvers and not really much more than that. But I would imagine that gridlock is in the eye of the beholder. If you don't like what's happening, gridlock's a wonderful thing.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I think for those people who just want to say, we want to do everything we can to make sure that Barack Obama is not reelected in 2012, then I guess they would see it gridlock as a good thing. And likewise, we've recently seen this in the lame duck session of Congress. For the most liberal Democrats in Congress, and especially the House, who are very angry about Obama's compromises on the Bush-era tax cuts, for them, they like gridlock. But I think that at some point or another, both the Republicans in Congress and President Obama are going to see political advantages, depending upon what the issue is, about having some kind of compromise and moderation to at least get some things done.
All right, very good. Sean Savage, WSBT political analyst from St. Mary's College. Professor, always a pleasure. We appreciate your time, and we'll watch what happens closely. Thanks very much.